A Bite Out of Apple.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Shares of Apple Computer were down 3% in Europe this morning. Investors reacted to a newspaper report about some potentially naughty behavior back in 2001. The Financial Times says CEO Steve Jobs was given $7.5 million in stock options without board approval. The story says the board didn't actually meet and approve those options, but forged documents said the board did meet. Those records are being reviewed by the SEC. Global warming affects us all. But right now, is anybody getting it worse than the polar bears? Their habitat is melting. Yesterday, the Bush administration tossed out the idea of putting polar bears on the endangered species list. More now from Sam Eaton at the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
Coca-Cola's TV commercials may have turned polar bears into pop culture icons. But environmental groups say an endangered species listing will go much further towards saving the bears. Natural Resources Defense Council's Andrew Wetzler says under the Endangered Species Act, even government actions in the lower 48 will have to take into account the bear's well-being.
So for the first time, you will have Endangered Species Act implications for things like licensing power plants.
Specifically, Wetzler says government reviews of the dozens of conventional coal-fired power plants now in the planning stages. Since polar bears depend on sea ice for hunting, he says any policies that contribute to global warming could now face legal challenges under the act. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Seniors have just 4 days to change or re-enroll in their Medicare drug plan. That government subsidy is just a year old, and it's been tricky for a lot of people. There's a new glitch to worry about. Helen Palmer reports from our health desk at WGBH.
Private health insurers offering Medicare drug plans can change the premiums and what medications they cover once a year. If they alter the plans, they have to send enrollees an official notice of change by October 31st. But that didn't always happen this year.
Some beneficiaries were not notified of changes in their plan in a timely fashion.
Medicare official Jeff Nelligan says he's still trying to find out how widespread the problem is. United Health Group provides drug coverage to 4.5 million seniors. Some 200,000 of them got belated notices due to mistakes in the first version printed. The Medicare Rights Center's Dean Beebe says even seniors who got the notices didn't always understand them.
At times, people really didn't know what the letter was all about.
Medicare's Jeff Nelligan says any senior who got a notice late will have till February the 14th to change plans. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
I guess technology can be a temptress. A chess player in India was nabbed for cheating. He stitched his cell phone's Bluetooth device into a cap he wore during matches. His friends were on a computer somewhere else telling him what moves to make. The Indian Chess Federation has banned the guy for 10 years. The Dow finished above 12,500 for the first time. It put on 102 points yesterday to 12,510. The NASDAQ climbed 17 to 2431. The S&P 500 gained 10 to 1426. This is Marketplace. If you're stocking up the liquor cabinet for New Year's Eve, here's something to think about. What you buy could be a sign of how you view the economy. Here's Alex Goldmark.
For the third year in a row, California sparkling winemakers are claiming a year-over-year increase in sales should be considered a sign of growing consumer optimism. They even call it the bubbly index. But what about other high-end liquor?
There's been a steady increase in super premiums, ultra-super premiums, ultra-ultra-super premiums.
Perry Luntz is senior editor for Beverage Media Group. He has his own explanation for the popularity of $80 bottles of booze.
The trend in general is carpe diem. If it requires spending $10 more a bottle, why not?
Because, hey, you only live once. It might as well taste good. I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We come to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. This was another tough year for U.S. car makers. GM and Ford alone lost $10 billion in the first three quarters. The big three are trying to turn things around, but one year isn't going to do it. I asked our reporter, Alisa Roth, where we are at the end of 2006.
Basically, the companies are too big. Their factories are producing more cars than they can sell, and they have too many employees. So they have to shrink the company. They have to make things more efficient before they can make them profitable.
What are the main things that they're trying to deal with?
The biggest issue is the so-called legacy costs. That's healthcare, pension costs, and the jobs bank. The jobs bank, which goes by different names at different companies, is basically a plan where the auto companies pay their workers not to work. So GM has 500,000 retirees. Each year, it pays more than $4 billion in healthcare, which is more than it spends on steel. Basically, $900 of every car that GM makes goes to pay off healthcare. The second problem is the cars. And the problem with the cars is that nobody really wants to buy them. Part of that is that the big three produce a lot of SUVs and a lot of trucks, and people aren't buying as many of those cars, in part because gas prices are high. But basically, nobody's really interested in the cars that the big three are making.
Well, let's break that down. Let's start with the employee costs. It sounds like their strategy for dealing with this is to get rid of the employees. Is that right?
But in order to get rid of the employees, they have to pay them off somehow. So that may be encouraging people to take early retirement. It may be some kind of a buyout plan where they offer you money to go to school, or they offer you a flat-out payout package where you take money and promise not to come back and bother them. So both GM and Ford have active buyout plans, and they're working, but those are expensive.
Now, how about the car sales? What are they doing to entice people to buy their cars?
Well, on and off, basically since 2001, the car makers have been offering all kinds of incentives, and they range from paying for gas for you for a while to quote-unquote employee prices, so you get the price that you would pay if you were an employee of the car maker. The result is that consumers know that these discounts are going to come, and so they're not buying cars at full price. So basically, the automakers are losing even more money because they're cutting the prices back and back and back to make people buy them.
What about next year? Is there something looming next year that they have to deal with?
Really, the biggest news is that the union contracts are up next year. And so next summer, there's a big meeting with the big three and the unions, and they're going to look at cutting back on health costs, pension costs, the jobs bank. But it's going to be another challenge, which is that basically everybody's predicting that auto sales are going to be down next year. So that's going to be a whole another issue for the car makers to deal with.
Okay, I guess we'll check in a year from now with you, Alisa. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Alisa Roth covers the automotive industry for Marketplace. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
All those bonuses they're handing.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.